You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, friends. I'm going to read you a little story today, so I thought maybe you could sit here so you can see the pictures. Would that be all right? Everybody can see the pictures? And we have a new friend. What's our new friend's name?
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Well, the first song that we sung this morning, that's a hymn called All Creatures Worship God Most High. And it was written over, the lyrics, not the melody, was written over 800 years ago. So we talked last Sunday about how we are part of God's family, and God's family includes people who have lived all across the world and throughout time. And one of our brothers who lived 800 years ago, his name was St. Francis of Assisi. And he loved the world that God created so much. So much so that he called all created things brothers and sisters. And you heard that in the song, Brother Wind and Sister Moon and Brother Water. And he went about his days singing and singing and singing. But he loved God's creation so much, and especially the animals, that he went all around blessing animals all the time. And so I have this book here, and it's called A Prayer for the Animals. And I thought we could say this prayer together. So I'll say the words, and you all look at the pictures, okay? May all the animals of the earth and all the animals of the sky, and all the animals of the sea be at peace. May they be free of hunger. May they be free of fear. And may their hearts and minds be calm. May everything in their world be just as it was meant to be. May the animals of the earth feel safe and secure, wild animals, working animals, and pets alike. May all of their needs be met so that they can enjoy the gentle breeze, or the shining moon and stars, or the chill of night, or the dark and hidden places, if that's their beloved home. May all the animals be at rest. May our hearts be open to caring for the animals of this world, to being a friend, a protector of the big and the small, that they might have the things that we wish for ourselves, good things to eat, a safe place to live, and the companionship of friends and family all the days of their lives. So that is a prayer that we have for all the animals of the earth. And the reason why we're reading this today is because this week, on October 4th, it's St. Francis's feast day. So we thought we would sing the song that he wrote this morning and offer our own blessing for the animals. Will you pray with me? You guys ready to pray? Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for the world you created.
Thank you for the world you created.
And all the pets in it.
And all the pets in it.
And all the animals.
And all the animals.
Help us to care for them.
And offer them blessings.
We love you, God.
We love you, God.
Amen. All right, you may go to Children's Church with Jane this morning.